Two things stand out about business in America today. One is how successful American firms are. They account for 57 of the world's 100 most valuable listed firms. The other is the bad smell hanging over a number of powerful companies. Boeing faces claims that it sold 737 MAX planes with dangerous software. It says it is taking actions to fully ensure the safety of the 737 MAX. Criminal charges have been filed against Goldman Sachs in Malaysia for its role in arranging $6.5 billion of debt for a state-run fund that engaged in fraud. Goldman says it is cooperating with investigators. A jury in California has just found that Monsanto failed to warn a customer that its weed killer could, allegedly, cause cancer. Bayer, a German firm which bought Monsanto in June, says it will appeal the verdict. Wells Fargo, one of America's biggest banks, has admitted creating 3.5 million unauthorized bank accounts. It says it is working to rebuild trust with our stakeholders. Facebook is ensnared in scandals. Its data practices have come under scrutiny in several countries. The firm says we need a more active role for governments and regulators. Some 146 million customers of Equifax, a credit scoring firm, had their personal details stolen in 2017. It is being sued for negligence, according to its annual report. A recent document for its investors says protecting information is our highest priority. Then there is the opioid epidemic, which involves not only Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, but also, according to a lawsuit by New York's Attorney General, other firms including McKesson and Johnson & Johnson. Purdue says it is deeply concerned about opioid addiction. Last year, McKesson also said it is deeply concerned by the epidemic and that its board has enhanced oversight procedures related to opioid distribution. Johnson & Johnson says it is committed to ensuring its medicines are used correctly. It is tempting to view these cases as unrelated events caused by factors ranging from bad luck and human error to negligence and criminality. That would be a mistake. American firms seem to be more scandal-prone than their peers across the pond. The total market value of American firms involved in big incidents that have become public since 2016 is $1.54 trillion. At least 200 million consumers have been affected. The figures are only $600 billion and under $30 million for European firms, including car makers that faked emissions tests and Nordic banks involved in money laundering.